What we have to understand in this country, political violence, terrorism is extremely rare. So it's very difficult to try to predict rare events, right? We just don't have enough data. And particularly the way that our country and our government look at political violence, it's rarely covered, right? So we know that there tends to be an uptick in political violence around elections. But I think some of that is just that we tend to recognize it as political violence when it occurs around elections. And typically it doesn't get covered. the police don't investigate it. The FBI today can't tell you how many people white supremacists kill each year. It's just not something that is prioritized. So my concern is this kind of chatter will lead to greater coverage of incidents, kind of the way when the media starts covering shark attacks in Florida in a sensationalized manner, it starts to seem like there's an epidemic of shark manhunting sharks out there. But when you look over time, the number of attacks is actually fairly consistent and at a very low level. So my concern is that this the discussion around this possibility is going to cause a sensationalized coverage of incidents that 4 years ago would not have been covered. So it will seem like there's a bigger problem that will attract more attention, and that will give that very small subset of people in our society who want to do harm an opportunity to become famous or infamous. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's certainly a possibility. It's always a possibility. But I think it's very easy to overstate the nature of this type of violence.
But you're just not seeing anything to suggest that, as you said, it's hard to predict. But you're just not seeing anything to suggest that we're on the cusp of some kind of big explosion of racial violence after this election.
I am not willing to predict. Right? Again, there are certainly bad people out there who want to do bad things and become infamous because of it. So, you know, unfortunately, we're in a situation where because of the sensationalized media coverage about it, that there's a chance that somebody might take advantage of that. And, you know, we've seen this before. You might remember the case involving Cesar Sayoc, the person who mailed explosive devices to the media and whatnot. So this happens. But you know, again, we're fortunate in this country that terrorism and political violence is relatively rare, and we don't want to make it seem like it's worse than it is, and cause a kind of fear that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I guess the better question is that you haven't seen anything, you haven't heard or seen anything that suggests that this is being contemplated. Not to get you to predict it,
right? You know, there's a lot of hot rhetoric out there, but I don't know that it's any different than any other year, right? That there's a level of violence persistently that comes out of these far right militant groups, the white supremacist groups. Others. So, you know, certainly there's a possibility, but I think we have to keep it in context with that knowledge that this is a persistent low-level threat and it be skeptical about coverage that blows incidents out of proportion. You know, a shoving match in line at a polling place is not the type of violence that deserves national coverage and is not something that would necessarily be out of ordinary elections. So, you know, I think we all need to take a deep breath, realize that we've had contentious elections in the past, and understand that, you know, there are other threats out there, right? You're probably more at risk driving to the polling place because of traffic concerns about a traffic accident, or, you know, showering in the morning than being a risk at risk of being a victim of political violence in this country.
JJ Green, WTOP News.